This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1761. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 19th, Albania, Antarctica, Belarus, Bulgaria, China, Cyprus, Egypt, France, Germany, India, Japan, Korea South, Kurdistan, Mexico, Philippines, Portugal, Russia, St. Lucia, Solomon Islands, Sudan, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. One fun thing to do in your shortwave listening is to pick up stations on Leapfrog mixing products, or intermodulation. That is, when there are a couple of transmitters close together geographically at the same site and fairly close together in frequency, they may, if not properly filtered and separated, produce two additional frequencies at equal spacing on each side of the two intentional frequencies. Here's an example. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany says the Zurich, Albania relay site of China Radio International for many years has been doing this on the 25-meter band between 07 and 09 UT. 11785 and 11855 are the intentional frequencies, but they also land, much weaker of course, on 11925 and 11715. If you haven't figured this out, you may think these are actual new frequencies for the station in question. We've seen no reports for several weeks now of LRA 36 Antarctica, and figure they're probably off the air yet again for one of their lengthy summer vacations. I can't remember a single year where the station has stayed on the air continuously, but here is one report of it from Hugo Lopez in Chile in DSWCIDX window. It was February 9th at 2055 UT on 15476, Música Folclórica Argentina, a poor signal even in Chile, from Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel in Base Esperanza. Then there's Antarctica Non. There is a ham group promoting an annual Antarctic Activity Week, which has just started February 16th. It runs through the 22nd for the 12th year. Its aim is to promote worldwide interest in Antarctica, and a number of ham stations are operating with special call signs and will be offering special QSLs. However, most, or apparently all of these stations, are not really in Antarctica. They're simply promoting Antarctica. In 425 DX News via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, the list of stations and special calls, many of them ending in A-N-T, are from Australia, Austria, Canada, France, Italy, Poland, Spain, Switzerland, Netherlands, and the USA. For full information, here's the website, www.waponline.it. One of them has been picked up by Jason Knight in Kentucky. It's in France, judging from the prefix, but we're not sure if it's continental France or overseas France. Tango Mike 60 Tango Alpha Alpha Foxtrot, heard on February 16th at 17:45 on 28475. And later at 20:54 on 14183 USB. Reports of Radio Belarus, especially in English, catch my eye, perhaps because I have rarely, if ever, heard it. But some do manage to pull it in, even in North America. On another of the expeditions in Pennsylvania, Rich D'Angelo reports to the NASA flash sheet, February 8th at 21:32. Radio Belarus on 6155 with music and English IDs, several selections, and a long feature about real estate and landlords in Belarus. That was February 8th on 6155, heard until 2200 when it went into Russian. And another report in the Ontario DX Association a week later, Mark Cody says he heard their other frequency, 11730 at 2035 UT, February 15th. folk music and an ID at 2040, followed by news, but a weak signal. Another fun aspect of DXing is hunting harmonics. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria lives close to the major transmitter site Kostin Brod, which he refers to as Secret Brod. And if there's any doubt about the transmitter site in certain logs, he can clear that up by hearing their second harmonics or even third harmonics at local range. That doesn't necessarily mean these two times or three times multiples will be DXable at a distance. Examples: February 12th at 17 UT, he heard the Ethiopian clandestine Dimtse Radio Irena on 23710, as well as the intentional frequency 11855. It was in the Afar language. And another example from the same place, 5905 has been carrying EU News Network Saturday at 1845 UT, as I think we mentioned that frequency change, but he also hears it on 17715, which is the third harmonic, and it also happens to fall within another broadcast band, which is not always the case. You might want to pay special attention to domestic broadcasting frequencies from China because it's New Year's. However, the main event was on February 18th when Ron Howard was all set and logged a number of special programming for the gala celebration. Read all about it, although after the fact, you know where, in DX Listening Digest, when published, the new edition number 15-07 via worldofradio.com. From Hungary, our new contributor Tibor Gal reports that the two Cypruses have a radio war going on over Navtex. He was not listening direct, but checking a website, www.navtex.lv, which receives Navtex messages over radio in Latvia and puts them into text, publishes them on the net without correcting any of the errors. On February 14th, there was a message from the Greek Cypriot Republic accusing Antalya Radio from the Turkish part of transmitting a false message. This was dated January 30th, and I quote, "All be advised that the navigational warning FA-15 broadcasted by Antalya Radio is illegal. All navigational warnings concerning any surface activities conducted within the boundaries of Cyprus search and rescue region, which coincides with the Nicosia FIR, must be broadcasted by the Cyprus Radio 5BA coastal station on behalf of the Republic of Cyprus. It is noted that Cyprus Radio 5BA is the designated authority to broadcast navigational warnings regarding activities taking place within the territorial waters and exclusive economic zone, EEZ, of the Republic of Cyprus. Thus, the above-mentioned navigational warning is considered null and void." Alan Gale in the UK replies explaining this. "The Turks would like this service to operate from Turkish-controlled northern Cyprus, but this idea has constantly been rejected at IHO meetings due to opposition from the Greeks, who complain the service is necessary due to be close to existing stations in Greece. They also point out that Kypris, northern Cyprus, is not recognized by the United Nations, so I doubt it will ever be legitimized while the Greeks have anything to do with it." This has been going on for some time now, and Antalya Radio often put it out at the end of their transmissions using the identifier X. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a station playing Egyptian music. Heard on 9600 February 12th, signed on about 1101 with a 1 kHz test tone, a long Arabic folk song at 1105, and it went off at 1113. Very similar to one that Egyptian DXer Tariq Zaidan heard a few months ago from 1116 to 1131 on 9400. And then he heard it again on a different 31-meter band frequency, February 17th at 1216 to 1236 on 9550. Wolfgang Büschel says it's from an Egyptian intelligence service station. It's heard from time to time since the year 2007, other frequencies being 9450, The music was believed to include the Egyptian singer Umm Kulthum. Mostly observed between 0745 and 903 UT, or 1025 to 1131. I comment, so apparently there is no intelligence content, just music and tones, no ciphered messages, so what's the point? It may be Egyptian music, so do they want to make it obviously from Egypt? In fact, anyone could be playing that Egyptian music. I keep running across a weekly quiz on the English service of Radio France International. It's on the Saturday morning broadcast, about 0620 UT. It's a segment called The Sound Kitchen with Sue and Owensby. I've yet to hear what the prizes are for the quiz, but if you want to try participating, they have a deadline about 5 weeks later. She says the times for it are 0452, 622, and 752 UT on Saturdays, but you would be well advised to tune in several minutes earlier. I hear it thanks to the relay via Global 24 between 06 and 07 only on WRMI 9395. Wolfgang Büschel forwards an item from the Deutsche Welle website itself that workers and workeresses at Deutsche Welle are planning a street demonstration against the pending cuts in Deutsche Welle services. It'll be on February 23rd. Part of the demonstration will be the release of more than 100 colorful Luftballons, that is, balloons released into the heavens above Bonn. Following up last week's report, when it was off the air, Ron Howard in California reports that All India Radio Shillong is being heard again, 15 hertz above 4970. He was listening February 14th between 1410 and 1515. It had been off the air for 3 or 4 days and must have done some major work on the transmitter, as their signal is much stronger now than recently heard and slightly higher in frequency. It had returned on February 13th. However, the modulation of the musical selections was very good, but spoken modulation rather low, except when they were taking a feed from Delhi with sports news at 14:35. At 14:40, they had a DJ in English and a Western music program called the Golden Classics, including Chubby Checker and the Beatles. Best reception in a long time, says Ron Howard in California. DRM in India gets negative reviews even from Indians on Facebook, such as some items forwarded by Drita Chicho. Jaya Kumar says, there is no digital radio receivers in India. Why then DRM broadcasts? Ridiculous. And Ashok Kumar Baral replies, this AIR-DRM saga is becoming a big joke. Any gold that AIR touches becomes bronze. Pathetic organization. Some of the Chinese shortwave broadcasts sound better than All India Radio on FM. Nevertheless, AIR is trying something new on shortwave. According to Alokesh Gupta and Jose Jacob on DX India, the Bengaluru site is carrying 3 audio channels at the same time in DRM, using 170 kilowatts, the RIS transmitter. Other than regular external services, they're also transmitting FM Rainbow from Mumbai and Vivid Bharati. The schedule for these is 10 to 11 on 17895, which is mainly in English, 1145 to 1315 in Chinese on 15795, which partially collides with WWCR, I might add, 2045 to 2230, English on 11620, and 2245 to midnight 45 in English on 13605. As a matter of fact, I was hearing that 13605 broadcast, not having any DRM capability. I described it as a heavy noise, very rough, unlike the usual DRM sound, February 14th at 2331. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio number 1761. We're now caught up on thanking all our recent contributors. There may be more sending a check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. This allows us to continue this broadcast as well as support our website with more and more information archived, worldofradio.com. On February 16th, Ron Howard in California and I both caught Shokaze, or Sea Breeze Japan, on another frequency jump back to 5985 for the 1330 to 1430 broadcast after having been on 6135 for a few weeks. That includes, normally, on Thursdays only, an hour in English. And that clears 6135 again for possible reception of the clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom, which is on during that hour as well as earlier, when there will probably be noise jamming from North Korea as well. 6135. And 5985, as always, now collides with Myanmar, but it's been on that exact frequency transmitter lately rather than the one off carrier to the high side. So I don't hear a heterodyne, but Ron may hear some co-channel interference. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the other Shokasi broadcast at 16 to 1630 UT has also moved from 5955 to 5910. And here's another Leapfrog mixing product to look out for from Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. It's from the Voice of the People, clandestine from South to North Korea, which has operated two way out-of-band channels for many years, 4450 and 4557, that is 107 kilohertz apart. Well, Wolfie heard the Leapfrogs February 12th at 1345 on 4343 and 4663 via remote receiver in Japan. Dinga Kurdistan'ı, the clandestine via Pridnestrovia to Turkish Kurdistan, on 9400 has always had co-channel interference from FEBC Philippines and Chinese until 14 UT, but now it's even worse. That frequency from FEBC has varied upward, causing quite a heterodyne, up to 9400.4 approximately, but that's only until it goes off at 1400. In Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov has also been monitoring this and has noted that his neighborhood site in Bulgaria is now carrying part of the 9400 transmission between 15 and 17 UT, meaning Pridnestrovia stops at 1500, and he also hears that one on a second harmonic, 18800. Lots of QSLs have been coming out lately from the Pridnestrovia transmitter site on behalf of Voice of Kurdistan. Eddie R. Matney in Fort Worth got one after an email report from the verification signer there, Sergei Omelchenko, technical director of the Pridnestrovsky Radio Telecenter. And Edward Kusilik in Alberta has also been pursuing this and found out that, according to Mr. Omelchenko, at least when he heard it, the Pridnestrovia site was used for the Kurdistan relay only up until 16 UT. And Edward says after 16, the site was changing to France. However, the latest schedule from Ivo Ivanov says that 15 to 17 UT is now via Bulgaria, and France takes over at 17 until 20. Correcting last week's item about the Mexican station, I heard on 900 kilohertz carrying country music in English from Ciudad Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua. The call sign is XEDT as in Tango, not XEDP as in Papa, which is the other station in Cuauhtémoc on 710. Thanks to Bruce Conti for catching that. Confirming our suspicions, whatever their website may say about their shortwave transmission hours, XEPPM in Mexico City is in fact on the air in the daytime. Stephen Wiseblood in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas is close enough to hear it in the daytime and got an ID from Radio Educación
at 2000 UT, February 18th. Mid-afternoon in Texas, but it was only port affair above the noise level. A scandal in Portugal as the real reasons for stopping shortwave broadcasts several years ago have emerged. Circulated first in Portuguese by João Costa in the Brazilian DX Club. Here's an English version, thanks to Marti Delfin in Madrid, Spain. More charges emerge over Radio Portugal's shortwave closure. The controversy over the closure of Radio Portugal's international service nearly 4 years ago seems to be re-emerging. The listener's advocate at Portuguese state broadcaster RDP dropped a bombshell on January 30th when she confirmed that the real reason behind the government's closure of the São Gabriel shortwave transmitter site is to sell the land to the private sector. In her radio program, Em Nome do Ouvinte, Paula Cordeiro confirmed the allegations, which have been circulating for years, following the shortwave sign-off in 2011. A similar complaint made by her predecessor cost him his own job in 2012 as RDP listener's advocate, a position which serves as an ombudsman between radio listeners and the corporation and is appointed by the board at Rádio e Televisão Portugal. The latest details of this ongoing flack were published by Spanish Listeners Association, AER, on its Facebook page February 13th, and taken from the post by João Costa of Portugal on the Facebook page of the Deixis Clubes Sem Fronteiras of Brazil. Apparently, the private sector is interested in the land where the transmitter towers still stand in Pegunche, east of Lisboa. For years, however, government officials have reportedly deceived the public, according to RTP broadcast employees and listeners, by giving other reasons why they were shutting the São Gabriel's Centro Emissor João das Curtas, CEOC. Among the reasons were that RPD shortwave listeners were diminishing around the world, a claim they failed to back up any audience research figures, the high costs to maintain the center, which were greatly exaggerated in the Portuguese Parliament, and work for half the technicians at the site was, even though they had just been hired in 2002. The São Gabriel site was inaugurated in 1954 with two 100-kilowatt transmitters. Even as recently as 2006, two additional high-tech 300-kilowatt antennas, SIC, were unveiled by government officials to cover the U.S., Canada, and South America. Cordeiro replaced Mario Figueiredo, whose contract as listener's advocate was not renewed by RDP's board in 2012. Figueiredo had denounced the restructuring plan that was taking place, including the plans to sell off the historic shortwave site in São Gabriel. Without a doubt, I was called on the carpet, mainly because of the shortwave issue. He says, I was in a position and obligated to refute the statements made by the RTP president, Guilherme Costa. In August 2011, Costa said that maintaining shortwave was too costly as well as an obsolete service. Shortwave doesn't have the audience it used to have. In addition, those services can be replaced, he said, adding that he had up until then received 190 letters of protest. More than half of those came by email from people who can already hear it on the Internet. Via Rusty X and Wolfgang Büschel, another Wolf in Germany, DK2OM, reports on the intruder alert list. Russian over-the-horizon radar, which is called Container, is being heard on 14222 with 50 sweeps per second at 1522 UT February 9th, but splatters are covering the whole 14 megahertz band, and another Russian radar was transmitting above the upper edge of the band at the same time. PR director and QSL manager for the second annual St. Lucia Independence special event, John Carson in Oklahoma, has this news about this year's event by the J6 Portable Group. Call sign will be J64 Sierra Lima India / 36. There will be 2 days of operations, UT February 21st until 23rd. And like last year, they'll be operating only with QRP 5 watts or less and only using solar power. They'll be on the beach in St. Lucia using numerous buddy pole arrays and various homebrew dipoles. They plan to have at least 4 operating positions active at all times in CW, SSB, PSK31, and RTTY, operating as many bands as possible. They will respond to both amateur contacts and SWL reports. In New Zealand DX Times, according to a late December blog by Ashley Wickham, general manager of SIBC in the Solomon Islands, we are about to buy new FM transmitters to install early in 2015 at Kirakira and Taro Island, with others to follow in all provinces, part of the Unity FM project, which will shift the delivery platform from the old shortwave technology we have used for about 50 years to CD quality FM. So we're about to say goodbye to 5020 and or 9545, their shortwave frequencies, but 5020 is still being reported, sometimes varying downward, probably a separate transmitter. Koji Hashimoto in Japan heard it on exactly 5020, February 12th, at 0801 to 0831. In Pigeon, ID at 0827. In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports it on 5019.88, February 11th at 1945. But on February 14th at 1930, it was back up on 5020, with a relatively good signal signing on at 1858 and very strong between 1930 and 2000, even better during that half hour on February 14th. He says it seems to be stronger when the transmitter is on 5020. Well, we can only hope that Solomon Islands does not permanently close down shortwave until they have all their new FM transmitters installed. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Don Hosmer in Michigan reports Sudan Radio back on 7205 instead of 7200 as of February 12th, signing on at 0300. Sounded like news at 0310, Middle East Music at 325. Signal was better when he tuned out at 0350. Fair signal. And their other frequency, 9505, reported by Kenneth Vidotsiki on a de-expedition in Michigan. This was at 0615 to 0630, February 7th. Presumably in Tigrinya as listed, which he says sounds like a cross between Arabic and German, but it was fading deeply, almost gone by 0630. I've tried for this several times and okay without being able to hear it. With Brandon Australia gone from 5995, Ron Howard in California reports he's now hearing the Star Star Broadcasting Station from Taiwan, signing on at 13UT with a minute of flute music, and then a number of coded messages. They also have a half-hour broadcast at 12UT on 5995, according to Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle. The ID in Chinese goes Xing Xing Guangbo Jiantai. BBC got rid of many of their shortwave listeners, and now they're doing the same with online listeners by changing many of their data streams. Quite a discussion of this in shortwave programs and DX Listening Digest. Radio Disney closed 1560 New York on February 17th to return in a few days as Family Radio, meanwhile opening up the frequency for DX in Eastern North America. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4, February 28th and March 1st. Solar flux hovering within 5 points of 130. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1761.